You're listening to SBS News.
New Zealand citizen Turawa Hohomopo is struggling to return home. He's stranded in Brisbane with his partner and their three children and is desperate to get back to New Zealand to visit his terminally ill mother. But Turawaho says New Zealand's managed COVID isolation and quarantine program mean he can't.
I guess the hardest thing is that we fit MIQ criteria and we're still being denied. I'm not a crying man, to be honest, but I think I've shed a few tears during this process.
And he's not alone. New Zealand's border policies are now in the spotlight after pregnant international journalist Charlotte Bellis was also refused entry home. 35-year-old Bellis says she's been stranded in Afghanistan after New Zealand prevented her from returning because of a logjam of people in its COVID-19 quarantine system. The nation's requirement that even returning citizens spend 10 days isolating in quarantine hotels run by the military has led to a backlog of thousands of people vying for spots to return home. Speaking to Radio New Zealand, Ms. Bellis says being locked out of her home country has been very difficult.
The questions that I'm raising now are, if you're negative and boosted and in a dangerous situation abroad, you have to fight as hard as we're fighting to try to get on a plane. I really think that they need to step back and look at that objectively and say, wait, hang on, this isn't making sense anymore. New Zealand citizens are having to fight so hard and jump through various clauses and provide X amount of evidence and apply 7 times and go to court.
Ms. Bellis was working for Al Jazeera last year, covering the withdrawal of American troops from Afghanistan. She gained international attention by questioning Taliban leaders about their treatment of women and girls. She's now pregnant with her first child, a girl, due in May. Ms. Bellis told the ABC she's now been forced to ask those same Taliban leaders for help.
So I mean, I've got Taliban contacts from covering Afghanistan for years. And I went to a couple of guys who, I guess, hold more sway than most and I trust and said, you know, this is a situation.
The Omicron variant of COVID-19 prompted New Zealand's government to postpone its plans to reopen its borders until the end of February. In a statement, its quarantine department says,
there are currently 400 rooms per fortnight set aside for those people who need to travel urgently. These decisions are not easy ones to make, and we are sympathetic to the distressing situations people applying for an emergency allocation are in.
Martin Newell is from Grounded Kiwis, a group of 15,000 stranded citizens. They're taking the government to the High Court, alleging the country's quarantine system is breaching its Bill of Rights.
New Zealanders have the right to return to their country, and we're arguing that because of the current MIQ system and essentially the lack of supply and spots in that system, New Zealanders' rights to return home have been eroded.
The case will be heard in New Zealand's High Court on the 14th of February. Back in Brisbane, meanwhile, Turawa Hohomopo says he just wants the problem solved so he can go home.
We understand the reasons why the government have to do what they have to do. That's not the issue. Our issue is, we are coming home for our loved ones. I didn't come here for no holiday and then I decided, oh my gosh, I need to go home. You know, like, the main message is just to fix the MIQ problem and let us come home.
Claire Slattery, SBS News.